We live, baby. Oh, I look good. Look good with a filter. Look good with a filter. Happy Monday. Monday motivation. Coming to you live and direct. It's just such a beautiful day to get inspired, to get active, get some sun glazing in. Let that sun hit this melanin. Let the sun hit that melanin. How y'all feeling today? I'm sending you so much love and light. We gotta just sometimes take a deep breath and take a moment to breathe. We have to take a moment to be present in the now and what is here. And I just feel blessed this morning. You know, it's Monday. We starting off feeling good. Sus, it might be the filter, but it might be the sun that's hitting the glow. You know, it might be the sun that's really hitting the glow, because I feel like it's so important to connect with nature more than ever. We are in the age of Aquarius. When they be telling me this stuff, how it matters of the huge shifting of awareness that is going on right now. Do y'all feel like the awakening? Because I know I'm not the only one that's feeling this. Because I'm feeling such a huge shift. I'm learning something new every day. And I want to tell you what I learned today. If y'all can just tell me how y'all feeling, how y'all learning today. What did you learn today? What have you been blessed with today? So on Twitter, you know, I got a story to tell y'all. That's that melanin. Come on. You know, we so blessed out here. That melanin is the gold. You feel me? We got the riches all inside of us. It's the richness that we already have inside of us that we have to just sit outside in the sun and just soak it all in. I'm feeling like I'm healing. Ooh, that is what we came here to do, King. We really came here to heal ourselves, to learn about ourselves, fall madly, deeply in love with ourselves and our truest self. Hey, baby, I'm feeling refreshed in love. Ooh, it's Monday. That's how I'm feeling too. I'm feeling so refreshed. I'm feeling so loved that you guys are joining me on this happy Monday. I'm sending you so much love and light. I wanted to talk to you guys today about what I saw on Twitter. You know, Twitter be popping. If y'all on Twitter, please connect with me. It's Tara Chantel, Tara X Chantel on Twitter. So please connect with me on Twitter. But what I saw on Twitter is I saw this tweet, right? This tweet gonna say, can I add the tweet on here? Can I add it? Hold on. This is what the tweet said, y'all. It really struck a nerve, okay? It struck a nerve. It says, have you ever felt so blessed but still depressed? Make it make sense. Have y'all ever felt so depressed? Have y'all ever felt so blessed but still depressed? What in the matrix are we living in? What in the matrix are we living in? That has shown me so much just off of that tweet. And y'all seen that tweet. About 2,000 people agree. About 5,000 people feel this way. We are living in such a low frequency state that people are feeling depressed. And I just wanted to make sure y'all feeling okay. They don't coexist. They are not living their truest, highest self. Because your highest self would never feel depressed. It's like, why are we feeling that way though? And I realize that we might be feeling sadness, madness, depression is because we're not in this present moment. We're not getting outside connecting with the sun. We're not connecting with each other, because what we all crave for and desire for is connection with one another. This is why I appreciate you guys so much for joining me, because this connection fuels me. It brings me so much joy and so much love that we can connect on this type of level. You can feel this energy. I can feel your energy. And we can all be one together. But I feel as though, because, you know, I be thinking, y'all. You know, I just be thinking. And the way that the minds are working right now, we're not appreciating the little things. We are chasing after things. We chasing after money. And you are gonna continue to run low. You are gonna continue to feel comparison. You're gonna continue to feel depressed when you stay in the rat race. Once I unplug from the matrix, y'all, I just be outside every day. Every day. Because what is so important is Mother Nature. And what is so important that we take for granted is what money can't buy. And this is so important that we nourish our spirit more than ever. That we take time for ourselves. Because the only way we can have the most healthy relationship with others if we have a healthy relationship with ourselves. Most people don't want to be alone because they feel as though they don't have that self-worth, or they are craving for the outside world to bring them some sort of enjoyment. And what if I tell you that the true riches, the true wealthiness is inside? We already have all the answers. We already have the confidence built in us, the self-esteem within us, but we sometimes let this world just knock us up, just beat us up, especially with social media, y'all. I know I'm not the only one. Social media can be playing tricks on us, thinking we not doing enough, thinking we just be thinking, but we are doing more than enough. And it's a lot of information out there that we're not supposed to be seeing on a day-to-day basis. So it's so important to monitor and have conscious awareness of your screen time. Once I started looking at my screen time, I was like, baby, you doing a little too much. You doing a little too much. So being awareness of that and being okay with being in my own presence is so much power when you can keep yourself company, when you can just take yourself out, enjoy on yourself. But I want to bring this picture back, what I came here for, because I don't think y'all hearing me right now. So what I saw on Twitter today, y'all ever felt so blessed but still depressed? And this makes me sad a little bit. You know, this pains my heart to see people feeling like this, feeling depressed to be here, when this is by far the greatest reward. If we realize that we won the whole prize being alive, okay? When I hear people say that they are doing okay, I'm doing fine, I be like, do you understand? Out of 14 trillion eggs, you made it. What you mean you just fine? And it's so much power in our words. So if we start speaking life, like, you know, I'm feeling magnificent today. I'm feeling blessed to be here. I'm feeling amazing. That's going to add to the momentum of the rest of our life. We be so focused on our future, but the only real thing and the only truth right now is here and now. Girl, I'm in Georgia. You know, I'm in the peachy state. I'm in the peach state, queen. And the only truth right now is now. So why are we so focused on what's gonna happen 2 years, 5 years, when that's out of our control? The only truth we got is right now. And I feel as though if we start focusing on that, we will not have anxiety. We will not have depression. We will not have madness, hurt, because the past be still leading on to our present. We have to let things go. It's power in letting go. We should not be worried about anything. We should not carry that much weight on us. We should not hold any grudges. I realize the highest frequency to be on is love. And once we just get there, trust me, That's a challenge too. But once we get there, we will start to unlock the truth about this life. Do y'all ever be thinking about what is the meaning of all this? I know I'm not the only one. That just be thinking about, like, what is the meaning of this life? We are not meant to just be working our life away, working for somebody else and not even enjoying the fruits of our labor. We're human beings, not human beings. Ooh, talk about it. Talk about it. That anxiety then will lead over to depression. And then that will have your body at a dis-ease. So now you got a disease. So we have to nip it in the bud instantly. We can, when we see anxiety, depression trying to sneak up on us, nip it in the bud. And the only way we can nip it in the bud instantly is breathe. We got to take time to breathe. Breathe with me real quick, okay? Breathe. Because we were not taught how to breathe, y'all. We was not just taught how to take a deep breath. Inhale. Exhale. More than ever, it's so necessary to take off that mask and breathe, baby. Because then once you realign your breath work into the present moment, now it's gonna click, like, wow, I'm here with these trees, with this sun, with everything, what's happening going on right now. Depression food can control. Talk about it. That food don't, they trying to kill us in every way possible, in our food, through the media, through the music. So we have to be weary that the devil is on his prowl. So we must stay guarded. We must protect our heart. We must stay on such a high frequency. And that frequency can only be love. And staying on the frequency of love is, trust me, it's challenging. But life is a test. I look at life as a test, and I'm a student, and I'm getting taught every day about the different experiences that I encounter with every day, so I can pass this test and keep moving. And keep moving forward. But staying on such a love frequency, you're gonna get tested. You're gonna get tried. Because the people that are gonna hurt us need the most love. Do you hear me? The ones that hurt us the most, the ones that are acting out, the ones that are so mad and angry, they need your love the most. So by shifting our mind, by shifting our energy to love, by just giving them love, trust me, it's a challenge when we got our ego in front of us. Our ego trying to tell us, like, no, I wanna win this argument. I wanna. That's ego talking. When you say I and what you want, that's ego. So we have to get out of our ego, simmer down our flesh, and get into our highest self, our truest self, which is love. And being there with the person, they are going to mirror what you give them. So if you give them love, they're going to mirror that back. All of our relationships are just mirrors to ourselves. So if we ever having these relationships which are rocky, which is a little bit challenging, it's because they are just a mirror to ourselves. God says, I believe the energy from the animals transfer. Those enemies are animals. Ooh. Everything is connected. We connected to the animals. We connected to Mother Earth. We connected to nature. We are connected. So it's so important to ground yourself through it all. I pray that you guys are feeling magnificent today. Magnificent. Because it is Monday. We got to start off this week with love. We got to start off this week energized. I realize this meaning of life, y'all. I be trying to like learn more and more about life every single day since we here, you know, might as well learn about it. I realize that we came here to be of service to one another. And however way I can serve you, please don't hesitate to reach out, to speak to your girl. I am your sister. I am the homie. I am the auntie. I am all that, whatever you need. I am here for you. I am here for you. But once we start our week off in the correct mindset to accomplish our goals, we must be gentle and easy on ourselves. We must truly just give grace to ourselves and be nice to ourselves. It's like, what is the rush? We are rushing to a finish line when we are meant to experience this life for what it is. Once I learned that life is a test, once I realized that this life, we are meant to serve one another, we are meant to love one another. They got this set up like we need to seek things outside of ourselves. But I refuse to believe that life is just about working and retiring and that's just that. But that's when you got to unplug from the matrix and realize you control your reality. You control your mind. So if you think positive thoughts, if you think that you are worthy, that you are deserving of every blessing that comes your way, you are gonna get blessed. But the only way to get blessed is to be a blessing. So you're gonna have to give. And it's not give to get, it's give to give. And trust me, the blessings will fall tenfold. But this week, let's give. Let's give all we got. Whether it's your energy, whether it's your kind words, whether it's your love, it's a hug, it's your time, it's your money. You can give more than just money. Money should be the last option, for real, for real. It's like some people just need your time. Some people just need your presence. Some people just need some love. We all need a hug. Real thugs need a hug. And that's all we need. But we are, of course, in this material realm. And it's got us chasing things. It's got us comparing ourselves. It got us feeling depressed. Let me show y'all what I came on here originally. Had this on my heart. I seen this on Twitter, right? Over 8,000 people agree with this. Y'all ever felt so blessed but still depressed? Tell me how that worked. Tell me how that worked. What in the matrix are we living in? The question was, y'all ever felt so blessed but still depressed? The reason why one can feel depressed is because they're not here and now. They thinking about a bad future. That ain't gonna happen. Trust me, it can be scary being in the unknown. It can be scary not knowing what's finna happen this week. And that's the uncertainty. But when you are trusting God, when you are moving on your intuition, when you are moving and trusting yourself, good things are gonna happen to you. If you are having a good day right now, I feel the love. I feel the love. If you are feeling amazing right now, that's how your future gonna be. That's how tomorrow gonna be. That's how next week gonna be. But if you feel good right now, that's how you gonna continue to feel good. They don't want us to love each other. They don't want us to tap into our highest love frequency that we can ever be on this vibration right here. Because they want you to look outside of yourself. They want you to keep searching for the answers through these celebrities, through the music, through the movies, all of this. Hey, beautiful. They want you to keep searching outside of yourself. But once you tap into the love that you already have within yourself, just start taking yourself out by treating yourself well, you are no longer gonna need or want anything. Everything will just be a bonus. But I realize that most people desire relationships, right? Because they want this other person to make them happy. Nobody can make you happy but you. So if you are madly in love with yourself, or you are madly in love about life, you are madly enjoying the process, you are madly feeling blessed every single day, you're gonna attract that. You're gonna attract the right people. You're gonna attract the right person. You're gonna attract the right things to you when you are in alignment. When you are in spiritual alignment with yourself, you are unstoppable. Now you are in the process of success. We all look at success differently. And I realized that living in this matrix, they think success is money, right? But you can have luxury, nice things, but still be unsatisfied because you keep climbing. You keep climbing, thinking those things is gonna make you happy. Those things is gonna make you worthy. When you already been worthy from the jump, you already been enough from the jump. We are never going to be satisfied once we continue to be in this matrix. We are never going to be satisfied when we continue to be in this rat race. We're going to be like, oh, got to get more money. A million ain't enough. Got to get 2 million. 2 million ain't enough. Got to get 3 million. I got to keep getting it. The hustle is over. The chasing the bag is over. Realizing anything outside of yourself is over. Because those things will not make you happy. That person will not make you happy. You already have to be secure with yourself. You already have to be aligned with yourself to be the best version of yourself. Crazy. These celebs, honestly, sold their soul. So they don't even have a soul. And the most prized possession is your soul, is your spirit. So we must nurture this every single day. How we nurture our spirit is listening to personal development, reading, journaling, connecting with nature, sun glazing. But some people will sell their soul just for some money. But when you got your peace, and you can sleep at night, that's a blessing. We gotta realize some people didn't have a full night rest. Some people can't even sleep because they got demons running in their head. Some people are scared to even look themselves in the mirror. Why is that? It's because they lost their spirit. And when you got your spirit, we are everlasting. We are immortal with our spirit. So it's so important to protect this spirit because we don't die. We just multiply, okay? And it's no true form of death when you got your spirit in line. Because this life, this material world, is just a test of how well you can treat your spirit. How well you can do the inner work to heal yourself over and over and over again. Because if you're still here, you still got work to do, baby. It's something that almost don't seem true. And we have to truly, yes, focus on the unseen. The unseen is everlasting, it's eternal. And that is what's the realest thing that we can ever see. Because all this stuff can come and go that we see right before our eyes. But we are so programmed to think on our left side of our brain that we believe that if we don't see it, it's not true. So we have to transition to our root, which is our right side of our brain, which is our intuition, which is our creative side. Trust your intuition. That's your inner voice, the God in you, your gut feeling. Your gut feeling would never steer you in the wrong direction. You don't have to truly have the facts in order to trust the feeling. When you trust the feeling of how you feel, then you can get it.
Queen, how are you doing today?
We are feeling amazing. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I got even better when I logged on at IG. I'm in my my afternoon commute, and I said, Terry's on the line. I had to come in and tap in, man. I had to come and tap in to this energy, man. You glowing once again.
God bless you. God bless you. Is Monday treating you well today?
You know what? After hearing this, it has no other choice but to treat me well. But you know what I'm saying? It's a gift, man. I was thinking about it this morning, not to take over your live, thinking about how it's crazy. Like, people literally went to bed last night and didn't wake up today. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy how, like, we're taught to necessarily, you know what I'm saying, like, fear death and just all the other type of stuff. I'm not coming on here to act like something I'm not, because I'm still in my process as well. And trust me, I fall short daily. But my whole point of just saying is that I just really want to just say thank you for your light. Ever since literally the first time that I saw you, I'm like, whoa, like, it was like, your energy is infectious, and it permeates through just everything, man. So, like, I don't know what you be doing, and you know what I'm saying, the work that you continue to do, but instantly, it was something I was like, man, like, I don't know, I want to support her, I want to be around her, I don't know, like, all in all, man, like, just thank you for your light, and thank you for what you are doing, because it helped me. Like, I'm in my transition of, you know what I'm saying, getting to a higher frequency. I'm already there, but just, you get what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm in my journey as well, too. And I ain't going to beat a dead horse, but all I'm going to just say is that I hope it was felt what I'm saying. And just keep doing what you're doing. Like, you for real, you doing the dang thing. And you helping so many people that may not even necessarily realize it, or who may not even try to acknowledge that you are helping them. Like, you it's undeniable. You're undeniable in your quest and your journey. So I ain't saying nothing that you don't already know, but I just wanted to just to say that, and just to probably more about me than it was about you, but because you already know this. But anyway, thank you. That's all I want
to
say.
You ain't have to hype me up like that, man. You ain't have to from the bottom of my heart, I am truly so thankful, because it means so much that you see me. Like, you really see me. You see my spirit.
Wow.
You see the light, and it touches me so much. Those words mean everything to me. I just want to just thank you so much. And we are all on this journey together. We are all connected. We are not going to be like a finished product, because then if we're going to be the finished product, then we're going to be on our next level. So it's so important that we continue to just learn and just be in gratitude every day. Like, I'm just so grateful for you, for your support, for your love and your encouragement all the time. I thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you again. I hope you have a great day, and keep doing what you're doing. I look forward to more content.
Thank you so much. And before you leave, tell the people what you learned today.
All right, so what I learned today pretty much, man, I learned to literally focus on where it is that I'm trying to go. Like, and I'm going to paraphrase, I guess, what I got from you, but pretty much, like, we are creators of our reality. Like, not managers of our situations or circumstances, if that makes sense. So pretty much, it's just like, I heard you say that, you know, your future is what you choose to focus on in the moment. So right now, this is my future. Like, how I feel, how, like, the alignment that I feel, like, in my, like, my body, like, my stuff, like, I literally feel like, whoa, like, I need more of this energy. I need more people around me like this. Like, I want to feel like this always. So as I'm tapping into Tara's live, and she's, you know, facilitating that, like, this is the type of things that how I want my future to look. So to wrap all that up, just how you want your future, you will never get to a good future until you are grateful in the present moment, which unlocks that next thing, that next step. So
We got to have more grace on ourselves and enjoy this process. Life is not supposed to be miserable. Life is not supposed to be how it is right now. So as long as we control our emotions to control the feeling, how we feel every single day, like I make it a priority to wake up with a smile on my face. We have a choice to make. It's like, okay, I can be pissed. I can be mad what happened last week. Or I can be here now that I woke up today. Where you want to be? So just knowing how powerful we can make, we make the decisions. Rerunning this. Nobody running us. So we can have the power of the inner management within, like our feelings to align that. I'm telling you, we attract the goodness to us when we are good. So that's where it all starts.
Well, I don't want to say I don't deserve this because I do deserve this. But Tara, you know what? Exactly. I deserve it all. Tara.
We are so worthy of all the blessings that will continue to unfold every single day.
Wow. Amen. That is very true. Tara, I know I said I was about to go, but I got a question to ask you. Because you do so much pouring out. You do so much, you know, for others, and you shine so bright. Like, when did this journey start for you with, like, just this transformation? Like, did you come out the womb like this? Like, you know, like your skin glowing. Like, I know you outside, but like, I'm just saying, bro, it's infectious. So where did this start for you, Tara? Help us out.
Come on, you got some time. I mean, you're driving. You got some time.
Hey, I am driving. So, but I'm here. I'm right here. Let's do it. If you got the time, I got it.
Trust me, this is like a everlasting process. I used to be a mean girl. I used to be the bad girl. I used to be a rebel. We had all those chapters to have all those experiences. And when I was there, I realized that did not satisfy me. That didn't bring me enjoyment. That didn't bring me amazement. That didn't bring me any fulfillment with those college days, with those clubbing, with partying, with having sex, doing all of this fleshly desires that we get so wrapped into. And I'm so blessed that I experienced that at such an early age, all that trial and error, and God was protecting me through it all. Because trust me, we got into some car accidents, drinking and driving. We was just irresponsible, just reckless, not giving a care in the world, because we had nothing to lose. But then once I just started learning about myself, because we had failed relationships, bad friendships, so just all of that was just teaching me and getting me closer to the true source. And then, you know, learning about God and learning, then diving deeper into spirituality, then diving deeper into personal development. You can't lose when you learn about you. You can't lose when you just falling madly in love with yourself. I'm so much confident now. I feel like we don't need makeup. Like, we can truly be in our natural state and glow and just feel the spirit. So I had to truly just isolate myself and learn, cry it out, journal it out, thug it out, work it out. I had to really do personal development to get here. And I'm still getting here, and I'm still learning about me, but it's a season that requires us to do isolation and separation so God can work on us to do the inner work so we can truly heal ourselves so we can heal other people.
That was great. My next question leads me to okay, so you started on this journey. Like, I'm sure the people that you grew up around, you know, your family, different things of that nature, not that it necessarily matters, but we so not conditioned, but you know, family's important. Like, how was that received, you know, by the people that was around you? Like, what was that process like? Was it easy? Was it like, oh, you acting different, you acting funny? Like, what was that like? You
know, I gave my family a hardship because just being young, being hard-headed, doing what I want to do, being a rebel, I never follow rules. So now that I don't believe that in rules because somebody else made it up. So literally, and then so now that I'm here, my family, truly, I have such a great relationship with my parents and my siblings because I have discovered who I am. All of our relationships just mirror ourselves. So we can never point fingers and blame other people.
Whoa! I'm sorry, Tara. I gotta cut you. Whoa! Say that piece again. Bro, say that part again. Like,
our relationships just are a mirror to ourselves. So hardship with anybody else, it's just a reflection going back to you. Our relationships are meant to heal. It's to grow and to build. So it's a fundamental relationship that we must heal our relationship with our parents first before we try to get into any situationship, any friendship, any love relationship. If we don't have a healthy bond with our father or our mother, then everything will fail. It starts at home. So learning that we have to truly heal from our childhood traumas, and I know that's a tough pill to swallow because we are just adults masking around like kids. We still kids. We still have our inner child within us. So if we don't raise up our inner child, then we're going to be childish every day of our lives.
Wow. That's it at home with me. I'm going to be honest. I guess vulnerable. I'm working through that right now. Like, and look, we don't know each other, but my thing is, you know, we get on Instagram, we get on all these social medias, and we, you know, want to put up this front of like, oh, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, blah, blah, blah. And to be honest with you, hey, that's cool as well, too. But if I'm honest, like, Cameron, use some wisdom right now. You know what? In other words, that hit home for me as well. And, you know, I'm working on navigating with some things, you know what I'm saying, in my life and just relationships as well. Because part of me, I feel like I've become necessarily not a rebel, but a rebel in a good sense of like, bro, hold up. Life is not to be lived just paycheck to paycheck. Life is not to just be lived, you know, mediocre. And, like, bro, like, I have this huge awakening, I feel like, inside of me that I don't even necessarily know what it is, where it's coming from. But I'm like, yo, it's something on the horizon. It's something more than just than meets the eye. And just, long story short, man, like, yeah, man. Tara, do you have a book of some sort, like, what can I buy of yours? How can we support? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would literally sit there and read the 10 steps of healing yourself by Tara Chantel, the 10 steps to healing by Tara Chantel. A good easy read. Right, listen, I'll buy a ticket. Like, what's good? What's up? So my thing is, how can we support you? What would make you feel, you know, nothing is, everything is internal, nothing's outside. But how can we support you, Tara? Answer that question.
I appreciate that plug, Cameron. Let me plug it in real quick.
Yes.
Of course, Self-Love Manual is available now on Amazon. The link is in the bio. But I also have a podcast I would love for you to tap into to leave a review, to subscribe. Just the little things, you know, matter so much. And of course, subscribe to the YouTube channel. And we have a free webinar in the link in the bio. So everything is just a link in the bio. And if you guys can just subscribe and connect with me on Twitter as well, just stay connected on all platforms. Let's get it.
Man, this is dope. This is dope. So look, you deserve it. I'm just saying, all the love that you put out, you deserve to get it back 10 times and then some. So
I just want to thank you all for your energy today. Thank you for connecting with me. Thank you for tapping in. And if you guys can subscribe to the YouTube, if you guys can subscribe to the podcast, we have a free webinar, you know, giving that tips to self-love. How we not about to treat ourselves raggedy no more, okay? No more, no more, no more. I just pray for this Monday motivation. We all got something out of this. I got so much love out of this. I am filled up and ready for tomorrow. And just don't forget to breathe today. Don't forget to look yourself in the mirror and tell yourself how proud you are of you and how much you love you and how you doing the damn thing, okay? We doing the damn thing. We alive and we well, baby. Y'all stay easy, stay blessed, and y'all know the rest.